paid into Medicare for decades. Don't spend retirement limping. The Joint Relief Institute treats joint pain fast. It's covered by Medicare. Call 708-888-0000.
Mammy, Mammy, I'd walk a million miles for one of your smiles on my Mammy.
9:42. Of course, you know we are the official Al Jolson station in Chicago, Shawnee. You knew that, didn't you?
I do now.
Nobody.
Al Jolson.
Nobody lays down the Al Jolson music like we do. This is a good mom song from 1927.
The Jazz Singer.
From
movie.
The Jazz Singer, the first talkie ever. How about that? As we bring onto the program my mammy. Mom, good morning. How are you?
Oh, hi. Good morning, Dean.
You love Al Jolson, don't you?
Oh, and how?
He's a good singer. That's when a song was a song, Shawnee. I don't know if you know that.
Yes, sirree. Good morning, Mrs. Richards. It's good to hear your voice. Dave Schwann here.
Good morning.
Can you hear Shawnee talking there, Mom?
Yeah.
Yeah. He was Shawnee, remember we were at the Tree Time last December, was it?
Last November.
November.
And I had my dad there with me.
Yeah, remember we did that broadcast. Shawnee was there doing the broadcast with us that morning, if you remember that. So happy Mother's Day.
Thank you. I've had a few calls already this morning.
Very good. And how are you feeling? She was telling me, I called her a little while ago, she was telling me that she didn't sleep well. Her arm was hurting all night, so she's not completely 100% rested today. But you doing okay?
I'm feeling all right. The arm is a little better than it was during the night. The shoulder was sore. I think I must have done too much yesterday.
See, like what did you do yesterday? She's 93 years. She's very proudly 93 years old. She loves telling everybody that, and I do too. But what did you do yesterday?
Well, I kind of did things that needed to be done while I was in the hospital. Clean off the dining room table with all the papers and right. letters and
right.
bills and things.
It's like kind of a catch-all area. But
yeah.
I bet you're cooking up a storm, too, this week. I've talked to you several times this week, and every time she's busy, you know, cooking in the kitchen.
Well, I'm not cooking today. I wanted to cook.
Somebody
but
wouldn't let her.
I was told by all my kids, no, you're not cooking on Mother's Day.
Somebody wouldn't let her. Her mean son told her, don't cook anything today because Mother's Day at my house. And I lay down the law that on Mother's Day, mothers aren't allowed to do anything at my house. So you get to.
He said if we brought anything, he would be angry.
That's right. That's exactly right. I learned guilt from somebody. I wonder where that could have come from. So explain, you mentioned that you were in the hospital, and I've talked about it a little bit on the air, but this is really pretty remarkable that the surgery that you had was about a month ago. It's like 5 weeks ago, something like that.
Right, yeah.
And
I had an aortic valve replaced in my heart.
Amazing.
And it turned out successful.
Isn't that amazing that... that you can have heart surgery that, you know, back in the old days used to seem like, and it is still very serious surgery.
Well, the doctors told me that years ago they used to open up your chest like for open heart surgery.
Right. Yeah.
But he said it's been so improved, and I had to take about 10 different tests to prove that I was capable to withstand such a surgery.
Yeah, that you're strong enough to do that.
Yes, they said that, and everything turned out great, yeah.
And just amazing how they did it, that they make two incisions in the groin area.
That's right, yeah.
And the new valve, the replacement valve, which is a cow valve, is fished up through the arteries from your thigh up to your heart. The tools that they use, the cameras, so they can see what they're doing.
Oh, my God.
Everything is all fished up through the arteries. It's so amazing to me.
The valve that they inserted was about the size of a lipstick.
Right.
But they shrunk it down so fine until they inserted it. And when they got it up there, they opened it up then.
Took out the bad one, put in the new one.
Right.
And it's amazing. It's absolutely, like, literally, you know, like she has the surgery. She's in the recovery room
Yeah.
We're all waiting in the recovery room, and the nurse comes out and says, come into the recovery room. She wants to talk to you. And so I go in there, and she wanted to know where her stuff was, her clothes. Where's my stuff? Where's all my stuff? It's like, we have your stuff. Relax. But she just has heart surgery, and she's worried about, where's my stuff?
Yeah, it was amazing.
It really was. And she just got out of, she was in the hospital. I got to say, and I know you agree with me, the care that you got at Evanston Hospital was second to none. They did such
absolutely, absolutely. They did all the tests at Skokie Hospital, and I said, is this where the surgery is going to be done? They said, no, Evanston Hospital is the only one that does that type of surgery.
Right.
And they were super great.
Yeah, the care there, the cardiologist, yeah. the nursing staff, the top to bottom. I can't speak highly enough about Evanston Hospital and all that they
absolutely.
Did.
They absolutely.
They did a great job. And then at the Alden North Shore on Toohey Avenue is where she was in rehab for a little while.
They were great, too.
Yeah, also, which may be why your shoulder might be a little sore also, because you're doing the cardiac rehab now and the physical therapy that gets a little bit stronger and using some muscles that maybe...
It could be, yes, it could be.
You know, but, I knew we shouldn't have put her up to like 200 pounds on the barbells yet. That probably was a little high. The bench pressing may be a little much for the 93-year-old woman. But
yeah.
But you're doing great, right? Did you go to the Did you go to the Levy Center yesterday? You told me you might go to the Levy Center.
Oh my gosh, I did, and I tell you, I couldn't believe the reception I got when I walked in there. So many people hugged me and kissed me.
Yeah, this is the Levy.
We're so glad to see me back again.
The Levy Senior Center that she goes to several times a week and plays bingo and plays cards and, you know, social activities and things.
Yes, have lunch with them.
Yeah, but it's such a nice group of people that she loves going and she loves, you know, looking forward to it. And they couldn't have been nicer the whole time that you were in the hospital constantly.
Oh, my gosh.
Calling and checking.
Called. Yes, they were great.
Well,
really great.
Everything's back to normal, it seems like, right?
Yes, it is. And I'm so glad you called. Your listeners were so nice to me last time I was there.
Everybody asked about you know what? Everybody's looking forward to seeing you at the Walk of Fame induction. You know, we have that coming up later,
later
on this
month. Yes.
So she's going to be making a rare appearance, you know, personal appearance on the 27th, that is, right outside the Showcase Studio here on Pioneer Court, where you know it's going to happen now. You know, you've seen this like in Hollywood where they put people's names in the sidewalk.
I know it.
That's what they're going to do. Right. My name's going to be right out here on Pioneer Court.
And, oh, my gosh.
My mom's going to be there. My whole family's going to be there. And
we're all so proud of you, Dean.
Well, I couldn't have done it without you, seriously. I mean, if anybody encouraged me and helped me follow my dreams, I mean, you know, it's you got to have the love and support when you're a kid, and I had no shortage of that. So you helped me accomplish all that I've accomplished. So I give all the credit to you for that.
Thank you. That's a nice, wonderful thing to hear on Mother's Day.
And when she's out in Pioneer Court, she is going to be selling autographs and selling pictures. You know, we're trying to monetize this whole mom popularity thing a little bit. So anyway, I want to take a. You have a minute, right? You don't have anything to do
okay.
right now.
Yeah.
I'm just assuming that I must be the most important thing in the world right now, as usual. So I'm going to take a break, and I don't know if anyone wants to call in and say hi to my mom. Ask Dean's mom anything is often a very popular feature that we do here. But she invented a new soup this week also. So maybe you can tell us about that when we come back.
Look at me now. Will I ever learn? I don't know how. Bell ring. One more look and I forget everything. Mamma mia. Here I go again. My mama.
Mia. My mom on the phone. Anne is on with us. 312-981-7200. Celebrating Mother's Day with my mom on the phone. Folks calling in. A lot of folks, mom, on the text line saying, wish your mom happy Mother's Day. How much they look forward to hearing you on the air every year. Margaret on our text line, mom, wants your yogurt recipe. But that's kind of long and complicated, right?
Yeah. But a little bit, yeah.
We have it. We have it from the last time that you were on. We have it on the website at WGNradio.com. So if anyone wants my mom's yogurt recipe with the famous heating pad, if you go to WGNradio.com, we've got the recipe there. Someone wants to know the surgeon's name from your heart surgery. They say
Dr. Feldman.
Dr. Feldman. It says
there were four doctors participating, but Dr. Feldman.
He was the lead guy.
The lead guy, right.
So the person texting in says, I'm having the same surgery at Evanston Hospital. You are in very, very good hands there, so you don't have to worry about that.
Yes, I do feel very, very good.
Yeah, I'm telling you what, her coloring has changed, her able to walk. You were having dizziness, right? Remember? And you know, shortness of breath and everything, and all that is gone as a result of this surgery. Here's Jeff on the phone on WGN. Good morning, Jeff.
Good morning. You know what? Her yogurt better be Greek yogurt, for one thing.
Definitely. It's original
and
Greek
yogurt.
Did
you say her doctor's name was Dr. Feelgood? Did I hear that right?
I believe that was Dr.
Feldman.
I know. Okay. And
that's my doctor. Dr. Feelgood is my doctor.
And first of all, bless you. My mom is 95, so she has a couple years on you, but I really feel
blessed. Oh, my God. How wonderful.
Like Dean does.
Wonderful.
I wanted to know what's your Facebook page number, what's your Twitter account name and all that kind of stuff. Do you get into that like your son does?
No, I don't. I rely on them. They give me all the information.
Not yet, though. I just got her a smartphone, though. So, you know, and who knows? She sees all of us with our smartphones around the table. And she said, let me try that. And, you know, she takes my phone. She's pretty good at it. So I got her a smartphone. We just have to get it hooked up. And,
okay, well, what my mother says when she sees me on one of those is, you know what, those things aren't so smart. I'll do the old-fashioned way. All right. Thank you. Bless you, and happy Mother's Day.
Thanks.
Thank you very much.
Thanks. Bye-bye. Thanks, Jeff. Okay, so the soup that you made the other day, Mom, was what?
Well, it was sort of a broccoli soup.
You were experimenting, right?
Yes, experimenting as I went along the way. I made a white creamy sauce with chicken broth, and then I shredded carrots, celery, onions, and broccoli heads, and it was delicious. I ate it for 3 days.
Wow. Okay. That's good stuff. All right. Well, we'll see you later on today.
Okay, Dean. Thanks so much for calling. You've got the most wonderful listeners over there.
We do. Most of the time, we definitely do. That's very correct.
Yes.
We do. I appreciate all of their love and concern for you. They have been very, very nice. And I'll see you later on. I'll talk to you later. Love you and happy Mother's Day.
Thank you, Dean. Thank you, dear. Bye-bye.